Waiting on the Father, Acts 1, verses 1 to 26. Friends of the Creator and apprentices of Jesus, the first part of this book contains everything that Jesus did and taught. Filled with the power of the Creator's Spirit, Jesus taught his chosen representatives through the words and example of his life. His life and teachings are the foundation of the Creator's new creation and all that follows. After suffering and dying, Jesus was raised from the dead, and he himself once again stood alive before his apprentices. Proving himself to be alive, Jesus met with them for 40 days while continuing to teach them about the Creator's rule. During his final meeting with them, Jesus said, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait there for the presence of the Father to come upon you, just as I promised. For John the Baptist baptized and prepared you with water. But very soon you will be baptized into the full reality of the Creator's Spirit. You will join and continue my story." Hearing this, the apprentices began asking Jesus, "Lord, so is this the moment in which you will restore Israel and bring our nation under the Creator's rule?" Jesus said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or seasons in which the Father will bring his rule and new creation upon the earth. You must be ready in all times and places, for it will happen on many occasions and in every generation. Just remember that you will receive power when the Creator's Spirit comes upon you and fills you. Your lives of faithful obedience will be living testimonies of the Creator's work. This will start in Jerusalem, then it will move out to the rest of Israel's regions, and finally to all corners of the earth." After saying these words and while they were watching, Jesus was lifted up into the clouds. This revealed that the Creator was lifting up the human one to be the ruler of all creation, just as the prophet Daniel had foretold. After Jesus was taken from his apprentice's sight into the Creator's invisible dimension, they continued gazing endlessly into heaven. Suddenly, two men in radiant clothes were standing in front of them. They said, "Why are you just standing there staring into the sky? Jesus has not abandoned you. He will soon be returning to dwell among you, just as he told you. He will be more powerful and more present than ever." So Jesus' apprentices returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is within the allowable walking distance for a Sabbath. There in Jerusalem, they went into the large upstairs room in the house where they were staying. The 11 remaining representatives, the women, and the biological mother and brothers of Jesus began gathering every day for communal prayer. During one of those days of prayer, Peter stood up in the middle of them. This new community and family that Jesus had created now consisted of about 120 brothers. Peter said to them, "My brothers, it is necessary for the scriptures to be fulfilled. The Creator's Spirit spoke through David, warning about our fallen brother Judah Daggerman, who gave Jesus over to be arrested. Judah Daggerman was one of us and was chosen to be one of the 12 representatives. But he abandoned the Creator's way by turning on Jesus in order to make money. Instead of letting go of wealth and property, he bought land for himself. This was his undoing, as these decisions corrupted his insides and ended up killing him. Everyone in Jerusalem has now learned of his horrible death, and his land is now called Field of Blood. As it is written in the 69th Psalm, 'Let his land become wild and let no one dwell in it.' And in the 109th Psalm, 'Let another take his position.' Therefore, it is necessary to bring the number of representatives back to 12, so we can display to everyone that the community of Jesus is the true Israel. We need to choose a man who has been with us the whole time we followed the Lord Jesus. This man needs to have been a witness from the time of John the Baptist's baptism of preparation all the way through the time of Jesus' resurrection." The community selected two men who met the requirements, Joseph Barsabbas and Matthias. Then the community prayed, saying, "Lord, you know the hearts of all, so please choose the man you want to fill this role and to be a representative in the place of Judah Daggerman." Having prayed and given the decision into the Father's hands, they threw dice. The dice selected Matthias, and so he was appointed as the 12th representative.